Cyber School. The pros, the cons, the good and the bad.
And the big question, is Shay making the Cyber School grade? This is Chick to Chick. I'm Flora Pastorero.
And I'm Carrie Perry. And today, we're kind of going back to talk with my daughter, Shay, about Cyber School. We talked about it a couple months ago when we first started. And now we're going to check in. Auntie Flora is going to check in on Shay to see how things are going. Hi, Shady.
Hi, Shay.
Hi.
Shay, you've been doing Cyber School for a couple of months now. This was your decision. You went to your parents and you said you wanted to try Cyber School over traditional school. How's it going so far?
Pretty good. They're kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah, what's hard about it?
That you don't have some teacher telling you, like, let's go, let's get your work done.
So that's something that you would feel in a classroom. And here you are, you're not in a classroom setting. You're interacting with your teacher via the computer. And so you miss that somebody's like actually saying, get this done?
Sometimes it just depends on what's going on in school.
Yeah, so you really need to stay on top of these assignments. What is good about it? What have you really enjoyed about Cyber School so far?
That if you have overdue work, you don't have to get it done right there, because you could have it for the whole rest of the year and then do it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's not what your mom wants to hear. Your mom wants to hear that you're getting it done now, that you're getting it done yesterday, not that you're waiting until the end of the year. That was not something that your mom wanted to hear, Shay.
Well,
I'm just giving you a little tip there.
But what you're saying, honey, is basically you have a little more time, right, to refocus on getting it done. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. I will let you off the hook on that one. Shay, do you miss not being in a classroom setting? Do you miss your friends? Do you miss not being in a school building?
I mean, I miss my friends, but I don't miss anything else about it.
So do you feel like you're learning more now? Is it easier for you that you're able to do this in your own setting and on your own time schedule?
It is easier because you can contact your teacher and say, hey, I need some help. And then you can have like a separate room to talk about it.
So you feel like you have good interaction and good one-on-one attention with your teacher?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's be honest here. I know you got behind on some of your assignments. So fess up, what did you do? What didn't you do? And what did you learn from all of that?
It's because there's not a teacher on you about it. It, like, you just kind of sometimes forget about it and don't get it done.
So you did get behind on quite a few assignments. So now what did you do to rectify that? And what do you think you're going to do moving forward?
I'm going to try my best to get it done. And if I need help, I'll ask my mom for help. And that's pretty much what I'm going to try to do.
Perfect. So overall, would you give us a grade? How would you grade Cyber School so far? Would you give it an A, a B, a C? What grade would you give Cyber School for you?
An A.
An A. All right. Good answer. We're going to let you get back to your studies. So right. You go ahead and continue with your studies. And thanks for coming into and telling us what's going on. And then I'm going to talk to your mom about it. Okay?
Okay.
Bye, all sweetie. Right. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. So, Mom.
Yep, she was truthful.
She was. She fessed up.
Yeah.
So how has the experience been so far from a parent's point of view?
Well, I think for me, I didn't really appreciate how much more I kind of needed to stay on her. And it's not necessarily that it is Shay. I think it's just kids in general. When you go into a school, you know, you're herded into a classroom, you're sitting in front of a teacher, you have people on either side of you doing work. You kind of just stay on it because that's the nature of it, right?
Well, somebody's holding you accountable.
Absolutely. And not to say that the teachers at CCA aren't holding you accountable. They absolutely are. But you've got 24 hours in a day to get something done. And so they say, well, basically, you know, you have this amount of time. And she's right. You can go through a whole school year if you had overdue work. But they do check in and say, hey, I noticed you're a little behind with things. Is there anything I can do to help you? I think for me as a parent, I don't consider this a negative. And the reason is she has learned a big lesson.
Yeah.
She's learned how she needs to manage her time. She needs to learn how to be much more responsible. And I think it's really good to learn that you need to produce without being under the thumb of something.
Well, and she's learning accountability at a young age. She's only 12 years old, and
right.
she's learning at this age that I need to be accountable. I need to stay on top of things, because I remember the day when you called me and you're like, wow.
I did. I was freaking out.
She's behind on like 500 assignments. Wow.
Yeah.
Like it was like this nuclear explosion. And,
so
how did you manage things at that point? I know you were really upset that day when you called me and you said that you found out that she was behind. So what did you do as a parent to rectify this situation so that she's now changing her strategy and that she is going to be accountable?
Well, for one, on my part, it shouldn't have been some big surprise that day. I just want to tee it up with in their program, you can check every single day what's going on with your child. I was kind of giving her the benefit of the doubt for a period of time, and I was asking her, instead of being a helicopter parent, going online and looking, because I felt like I want to see what she's really going to tell me that's going on versus me going on and going, oh, let's go through all of this. Like, I just needed her to have more ownership. I learned that I still need to check in on her. Maybe that was a bit unfair. Mm-hmm. So had I done that, you know, like kids, when they go to school during the day, brick and mortar, they come home, they have homework. So really they have a long day of work to do.
Right.
So let's say she doesn't get what she needed to get done in that normal span of time during a normal day of school. Okay, Shay, now we just need to have some evening homework. So I think what we've both learned is that, yes, you have all this time to get it done, but you still have to have a responsibility level of checking it off.
Absolutely.
And if she's stuck with something she knows now, come to me. It's cool. It's okay. You can ask me. If your teacher's not available, you don't feel like going into what they call their Zoom chat rooms, that's all right. Maybe it's something simple I can help you with. So, you know, we had a little bit of a come to Jesus.
Yeah, you did.
I did blow up a bit.
Yeah, she did.
I did take ownership on my end as a parent.
She did.
And now Shay and I, and Todd, I mean, he's part of the conversation too, but we now get it. We get it a little bit better. And she only has a couple little things that she has to do. They're tests and quizzes. And so now it's just this week, you know, she will be all caught up. So it's cool. It's all cool. I'm calmed down now.
Okay. She is. That was a lesson learned. So if I were to say to you, what is the biggest advantage to cyber school? What have you noticed over the last few months? What's the biggest plus?
I think a big plus is that, again, if she misses a chunk like she was doing, a chunk of stuff, she can go back and rewatch the exact lesson that was taught to those students on that day. This isn't secondhand information, like another teacher coming in and saying, geez, you missed a week of work. I'm going to try to explain what that teacher said. You get exactly what the lesson was. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, you know, if it was something that she didn't do because it was a tougher topic, like maybe it's math. Math is kind of tough. We can chunk it up a little bit better and go back and look at it more. So I still love the concept and the idea of being in your home, being safe and comfortable, and being able to do the work in the way in which is best for you to learn, and then be able to put your best effort out into, you know, the right answers or whatever it is.
So you're learning at your own pace.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the biggest con of cyber school that you've noticed over the last couple of months?
Right. Well, for me right now, I didn't realize how much I needed to still be around, physically be in the same space as Shay to be able to monitor
mm-hmm.
and to be around if she has questions. I'm used to my work day. I'm mm-hmm. used to being able to go and do and run some errands, not worry about a meeting. Those are the things that I now have to take into, you know, fact that, okay, I can't be gone for 3-4 hours at a time.
So you don't have as much freedom.
I don't.
You
right
really
now, I don't.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't. I don't think that that's forever. I think that's for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like I said, this is a learning process for us. And so I do think that it will all level out. But that's the big thing that I really had to learn.
So we're heading into the second half of the school year now. If she wants to continue with cyber school, are you going to let her? Do you feel that she may make the transition back to traditional school? I mean, how do you see this whole thing playing out?
I think she's going to stay with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think like anything, when you work through all of the kinks and you figure out what's working, I think it's going to work for her. Mm-hmm. You know, you heard her say, I miss my friends. I think that's the one big thing.
Yeah.
But I think that she will end up being just fine with understanding that I'm still doing well educationally, and I just got to figure out how to re-engage with friendships outside of the classroom. But you know what, Flora, just like her wanting to do it for this year, this is still what she wants to do. If she says, I want to do this again, and she's making the grade, then I'm fine with it. Really, I'm fine with it. She wants to go back to brick and mortar, I'm fine with that too.
Okay. Well, I'm going to check her report card.
You can do that, Auntie Flora.
I'm going to check her
report
card.
Maybe you should. Maybe I had to get you logged on to her IDEO platform. You can check it out.
You know what? It's a different concept. It's an interesting concept. Yeah. Change is hard. And there are always lessons to learn when things change. But she seems to be doing well. She seems to be thriving. And if it works for her,
why not?
Right. More power to her. She just has to stay on top of her assignments, just like any other child would in traditional school. So that's interesting. And I'll be interested to see if she continues on with this into the next school year. Yeah, so we'll see how this whole thing plays out. Yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in and being here with us today.
Yeah. You know, you could always catch us. We do have a YouTube page.
Yep.
So you can subscribe and your chicks are going to pop up every Monday to let you know that there's a podcast. And of course, we're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can go to chicktochick.com. Pretty much find us anywhere.
Absolutely. And as you heard so far, Shay has given Cyber School an A. All right. Thanks for tuning in. And we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.